This training camp video is brought to you by Verizon.
Well, it's pretty exciting to have an opportunity to come back here and play in this region, play my college ball down the road at UVA. So it's just definitely exciting to be back in this area and playing football for the defending world champions.
In terms of the defensive line, how it shapes up, what kind of unit defense is going to be now that you've had some time with these guys?
It's still early. We have an opportunity to work together. We've had a couple padded practices here now, so it's kind of shaping up. It's becoming clear. We've got a good group of guys. We've got a lot of weapons. It's just a matter of us understanding how we can all work together to accomplish our given tasks and given situations. So I think that's going to be important for us earlier on in training camp and moving forward. We've got to develop those roles in our room. Yeah, I see myself as a jack of all trades, being able to just kind of fit in wherever needed. I've got a unique skill set. I've played inside, I've played outside, I've played 3-4, I've played 4-3. So I'm very familiar in multiple front systems. So I think that experience is going to bode well for me and for this unit moving forward. Yeah. I like to move around a lot. It gives offensive linemen a little bit of trouble, different looks when you line it up in different places. So that's going to be exciting. I tell you, it's as good as any defensive line that I've ever been a part of. It has the potential to be. So, we've got to continue to work. We've got to stack days. We've got to take one day at a time. But, I'm excited about the potential of this group. Everybody in that room is. And we're looking forward to getting out here and improving each day. Well, it's just because we have so many different guys that can do different things. And if we put it all together, it can be something that's really special. It can be something that's really dominant. When you see that potential, when you see the kind of talent that we have in that room, it's special. But we have guys that can get out the quarterbacks in different ways. We've got guys that can do it with speed. We've got guys that can do it with power. We've got guys that can do it with both. So that's one of the things that's really, really exciting. When you get all of those guys working together, it can be special. Well, yeah, he just said the same questions. Yeah, it definitely has the potential to be that kind of dominant front. But like I said, it's still early. We've got a lot of work to do between now and our first preseason game. So we're just focused on improving and stacking days and getting better each day. Yeah, he made a tackle for loss on the short yardage period. Yeah, I mean, you get excited when your teammates are doing good things, and, you know, when they're taking coaching and they're applying what they're learning in the film room and in the walkthroughs out here on the practice field. You get excited about it. I mean, you have to get excited about your teammates doing good things on this football field.
What have you seen from him so far? How's he developed throughout the course of
Well, he's a big man that plays with a lot of power, but what would surprise you is his quicks. I mean, he's very quick for an interior defensive lineman, and I think that when he uses that leverage and that power, it spells trouble for those guards and centers. And so I'm just excited to see him develop. CeeLo. Just excited to see it. For sure. Just excited to see him develop and continue to grow each day. Well, you know what? I really haven't had to speak a lot about that. Coach Harbaugh has really, addressed the group in that regard. And this team is so focused right now on just improving from where we started at in OTAs and in minicamp, and just building on each and every day that we come out here, just building on our performances. And so that's the thing that we're focused on right now. We're focused on improving as our football team goes throughout this preseason. And so we're just taking it a day at a time. I tell you what, those guys are something else. I mean, they're very strong, powerful defensive linemen, and they just go to work. I mean, they don't get tired. They play technique. They're solid. They're fundamentally sound. And that's impressive to see when you're talking about a young defensive lineman. Usually it takes 2 or 3 years for them to understand that. But those guys get it right off the bat. And, I mean, they're impressive. The scouting department did their homework when they found those guys because they can really play ball. All right, no problem.